You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Operation Santa is on the march, sewing, stuffing, packing, and shipping stockings to members of the United States military who are serving overseas. The Operation Santa campaign is in full swing at Illinois State University and is administered by Fell Hall Call to Action, which is an initiative within the School of Communication. The students are encouraged to participate in Operation Santa as community service. Patty Franz is the administrative clerk for the School of Communication, and she's managed Operation Santa for 9 years, along with assistance from graduate students, including Haley Palmer, who says this year there's one item in particular that is most wanted in the stockings.
We've had a big push right now for black socks. We like to include a warm, dry pair of socks with every stocking.
You cannot underestimate the value of a good pair of socks.
Exactly. We also try to put a toothbrush and toothpaste in most of the stockings because a fresh toothbrush is a nice thing to have. Hard candies. We've gotten a request for hot sauce if we can.
Hot sauce?
Yeah. We hear that they really like the individually wrapped hot sauce packet.
What else?
Playing cards have been a big donation this year. What else have we gotten? Rice Krispie treats, granola bars, just treats that kind of remind them of home.
You are a graduate student here at Illinois State University. Why get involved in Operation Santa and help out? Why is that important to you?
Firstly, it's because of Patty. Patty kind of runs the School of Communication grad students. Well, she does. Patty really kind of inspires the students and helps them, and she always goes above and beyond, and you can really see that with the way she works with Operation Santa. And so when she was looking for interns, I, of course, put my name in the ring, because who doesn't want to be part of something that helps someone else?
I understand that this year you're teaming with the Illinois State University Department of Family and Consumer Sciences. Why is that this year?
Oh, yes. So I reached out to the president, Allison O'Brien, of the Fashion Design and Merchandising Association.
Uh-huh.
They sewed stockings for us because all of the stockings we send are handmade. And I saw a sign for a Fix It Friday that they held. And I was like, wow, if they're doing that for students on campus, I'm sure they would love to help us. And so I reached out to Allison, and they were all for it. They actually held an event on the 24th of October, and they all got together, and they sewed stockings for us.
Patty, you're sending items overseas to soldiers, but what about the canines who were serving with those soldiers? Are you sending anything, any like cute little stockings for the canine units?
Yes, as a matter of fact, just last week I picked up doggy stockings that were homemade by a woman in Goodfield, and she gave us doggy bones, and she gave us tennis balls and different items to fill the stockings with.
And the local Petco also donated hundreds of tennis balls to Operation Santa this year, and so we were very grateful for them.
And it's not just items that you're looking for. It costs to send these things overseas. Donations are helpful too, I presume?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And if we have money left over, then we'll buy enough crew socks for everyone.
More, you know, socks.
Because, yes.
Socks for everybody.
And we're hoping for packets of taco sauce.
I love the idea of putting socks into stockings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Patty, over the years, have you had any feedback from some of the soldiers who've received items from Operation Santa?
Yes, we have some pictures and some thank you on our Operation Santa website. It's operationsanta.us.
This year, we've had a lot of support from local high schools. We have had two students from Normal Community who are currently still students reach out, and they set up two different football games, and they're collecting donations within the school. We've also had football games with Normal West, University High School, and Bloomington High School. And it's just really cool to see all the high schoolers getting involved.
And we have another woman on the board that has been going to the elementary schools, and oh my, you should see all the items they've sent us. Rainbow Girls, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, they're all involved.
That's Patty Franz and Haley Palmer, part of Operation Santa. You can find more information on the Datebook page at WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy.